The Czech Republic has outlined several foreign policy priorities for its EU presidency in 2009. Among those highlighted are the Union's relations with the Balkan states. In the Czechs' view, the EU's visa policy for the Balkans and other Eastern European countries should be softened. And if the ambitious plan by the Czech government succeeds, the Czech EU presidency will see Croatia a new member state of the European Union. Jan Richter has the details.
Europe without barriers will be the motto of the Czech presidency of the European Union, which the country is due to take up in January 2009. The Czech agenda during the six-month term will include European energy and agricultural policies, but EU foreign relations are also high on the list. Deputy European Affairs Minister Marek Mora says there are three major foreign policy areas the government will focus on.
The first one is transatlantic cooperation. They would like to strengthen the relations of the European Union with the United States in particular. The second one is the Western Balkans. And the third one is Eastern Europe, where we would like to talk a bit more about the European neighborhood policy and in particular about the relations of the European Union to the Ukraine and Russia.
Croatia applied for the EU membership in 2003, but its prospects of joining the Union have long been complicated by the shadows of the Balkans War. The Czech scenario for Croatia to become the 28th EU member state is very ambitious, as the accession talks between the EU and the Balkan country are yet to be completed. Marek Mora explains the reason why Czechs want to see Croatia join the EU during the Czech presidency.
Self-explaining. We have every year, I think, about 1 million Czech tourists going to Croatia for holidays, and this is one of the, let's say, practical reasons we would like to concentrate on Croatia. The second one is that we think that historically and geographically, Croatia should have actually been already included in the first wave of Eastern enlargement in 2004 or in 2007, but it didn't happen because of specific historical reasons.
Another issue the Czech government wants to concentrate on is the liberalization of visa programs for other Eastern European countries. Their citizens now have to pay 60 euro or over 1500 crowns for EU entry visas. The Czech opposition acknowledges and welcomes these efforts, but says that some major issues are missing on the government's EU agenda. Lubomír Zaorálek is an MP for the opposition Social Democrats and the shadow foreign minister.
Started the implementation of new reform treaty, and I see no willingness on the side of Czech government accept this item. It seems to me that this will be maybe the first priority now. It will be implementation of reform treaty. The second problem is the common defense and foreign policy. That is, in this item, I also see no willingness to accept the importance of this item.
The reason why the implementation of the reform treaty is not included on the list of the Czech presidency priorities is perhaps self-explanatory too. Also known as the Lisbon Treaty, it was approved by all EU country leaders in Lisbon in December of last year, and it replaces the institution of the EU presidency with an EU president and foreign minister. Marek Szabu is an analyst at the Yes for Europe Association.
I would add one tricky question. Whether we, as Czechs, we will have the EU presidency at all. Because, as you know, we are at the moment in the process of ratification of the reform treaty. And it can be that once this reform treaty is accepted in the course of this year, it might happen that the EU presidency institution will be cancelled. It's highly unlikely, but it can be.
Marek Szabu, an analyst for the Yes for Europe Association, ending that report by Jan Richter.